This podcast helps you to understand how Hitler became Chancellor of Germany.
So, if the Nazis gained more votes than any other party in the July 1932 elections, why wasn't Hitler made Chancellor of Germany?
The Nazis had 230 seats, but the Weimar government used a system of proportional representation. Because the Nazis were not the largest party, they could not form a majority government.
But the president, Hindenburg, could have made Hitler Chancellor even without a majority. He didn't want to do this, though, as he thought Hitler's policies were too extreme, so he allowed the current Chancellor, von Papen, to continue. Was von Papen successful as Chancellor? Not really. Hindenburg had to use emergency powers so that von Papen could pass measures to solve the unemployment problem. Von Papen had barely any support from the Reichstag, so was forced to call yet another election in November 1932. Was von Papen removed as Chancellor?
He was, but Hindenburg again refused to appoint Hitler, even though the Nazis got more votes than any other party in the November 1932 elections. Instead, von Schleicher, who was one of Hindenburg's advisers, was appointed Chancellor in December 1932. Because of the system of proportional representation, no single party could provide strong rule. Hindenburg was now running the country using just his emergency powers, supported by army leaders and wealthy industrialists, which was hardly a good example of democracy.
But within a month, von Schleicher resigned. So what did Hindenburg do next? Hindenburg realised that he needed to appoint a chancellor who had strong support from the Reichstag. Throughout January 1933, Hindenburg and von Papen met secretly with industrialists, army leaders and politicians. And on the 30th of January, they decided to offer Hitler the position of Chancellor.
But they appointed von Papen as Vice-Chancellor to try and rein in Hitler and the Nazis. The idea was that the policies would be made by the cabinet, which was filled with conservatives like von Papen. Hitler would then get support in the Reichstag for those policies and also control the communists. Hindenburg and von Papen were confident that this approach would enable them to control Hitler.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.